are from God. There is not present the medium, namely the created person. Body and spirit are unaware of making that supplication. The servants of God are merciful and long-suffering. They possess the disposition of God in regard to putting things right. They are kind and honest ones, helpers in the hard plight and the heavy day. Listen, seek this company, O afflicted one. Listen, hold them a prize before the affliction.
Okay, this is where we stop. What was all that about? First part was WD presenting to you the best it could put in literature. Somehow, oh almighty God, you're merciful, you're fantastic, and we are these dummies and sorry and blah blah blah, all of that, right? That was half of it. Then, suddenly he said, okay, now he was praying, but there is that one word over there which will be repeated and it's difficult to translate, I don't know. Once it was translated to selfless, once was translated to something else. The word is bichod. Bichod is a very complicated hint in Persian language because it's vague. First of all, bichod means worthless, something out of place, nonsense of even. But mainly bichod in this language means something that you do and you're not doing it. It just comes out of you. I mean, you are not there. You don't have even the will. It comes out of you without your control. It's like the thing that the people, when they are very angry, they become aggressive. That aggressivity is out of that anger, it's not them. So, this is the key word. He wants to explain some sort of prayer which is not you doing it. And in a very delicate situation, he brings it in. Because this Tawuri is doing it without control, but will pay for it. At the same time, he will say, the prayer is that one. The prayer is not the one that you think. You decide, because I remember one thing saved me from the confusion of all of this when I was a little child. I went to someone that they talk about this, they talk about that, and they talk about selflessness and blah 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 blah. What should I do? And for a child, he gave me a very good advice. He said, "Don't think about it. Don't try to understand it. When it happens, you will see it, you will feel it." So I thought, this is something that will happen somewhere else, in another time, something like that. So I gave up all the, information I gathered around. Then it clicked. It's something like that. It's something that you don't know what it is. But when, at the same time, you know precisely what it is. It's confusing like that. He wants to talk about that. So, in that paragraph, he said, listen, I'll translate it to the normal language. Oh, I wish you had a better understanding. Then later he said, I owe it to you to explain it to you later. Here, he has started to say, okay, I want to talk about that thing which is out of me, out of my control. That stuff is something else. It's not the prayer. It's the saying of God. The God himself is doing it. You know why? Because he doesn't have self. He is fina. He doesn't exist. So for the prayer, you should not exist. If you don't exist, what is the remaining of you? What is it? Your meaning. Your meaning is not, has nothing to do with you. Your meaning is out here. You have labels on you, which is out here. That one. Somehow that meaning, imagine it. You see, that prayer which I'm talking about is the prayer of God Himself. Imagine God praying. Said, because He is Phenom. And you know what? That prayer and accepting it both comes from Him. Because that's a cycle. Coming to existence, going back to Phenom, like everything else. And there is no human being in between. There is no body, and there is not even the life. It's more than that. The people who are binded to God, they are somehow absorb something, so they have His attitude. They could do some prayers. How? First of all, they pray kindly. Then, with no bribe, because just look at your prayers. You try to bribe the God with bringing some silly stuff over there by pretending to be humble and all that. Say, without that, and just a helping hand, a helping friend. That's what it is in this difficult situation. Look for them. There are that kind of people, and their prayer is it. That's why suddenly the ship will be okay. When Rumi explained this part, which is difficult to really understand, because he talks about some magical experience that you wish for goodness only and nothing for yourself, and you're not bribing to God, and mainly you're kind. When you want something, you're not kind. When you're giving, you're kind. Find that kind of prayer. Yes.
Through the breath of that hero, the ship was saved, while the people in the ship thought, by their own efforts, that maybe in dread their arm had skillfully shot an arrow at the target. Foxes in the chase are saved by their legs, but the foxes inconsiderately deem that from their tails. They play fondly with their tails, thinking, these save our lives in the ambuscade.
Okay, it needs some scientific correction, because practically it is so. They didn't know it, because they didn't know the science of aerodynamic and the gravity of movement turning around and all that. So they thought, okay, look at this fox, a stupid fox, because he could run away from danger, but he believes that his tail is doing it. Recently we discovered that the tail is doing it, because without a tail, it's impossible to do these movements. All the big hunters, they have a big tail because it's a counterbalance. When you want to turn around, you turn the tail, and that movement will turn all the body around. Okay, but in the time of Rumi, there is no this science. It's the opposite. So they think that the fox is silly counting on the tail, because the foot is saving it. Know that, but doesn't change the meaning here. He wants to say what? He wants to say, okay, when the prayer is accepted, then what happens? Nobody says, I prayed and like magic it happened. And you say, oh, I was praying. Then suddenly I thought, maybe I'll try this handle. And I push it in a start. Because I did it. Rumi talked about this. When and where. This is the exam. If not, you will go back to book one. Anyone? Who? Book one. The story of the forest, the jungle, the lion, and all that. Remember, he said, whenever you like it, you see your own steam over there and your own deeds. Whenever you don't like it, you say, ah, this is the destiny. It just happened to me. Here, you will see it clear. Say, okay, first of all, I talked about some magic that could happen. It happened. If it is the prayer like that, it could happen. It happened, and suddenly the ship is saved. What about the people in the ship? Do they think, oh, maybe somewhere some Dagui stuff was wishing that, well, suddenly this happened? No. They start to brag that, okay, I did it, blah, blah, blah. Rumi wants here to bring your attention to that one first. We go back to the prayer later, but remember, whatever happens is not the effect of a cause, is it? It's the effect of so many causes, some of them are known to us. Because that's how it works. Look around you. These days we understand perfectly that if there was not that other galaxy turning that way, our galaxy will explode and will fly away. We are all in some sort of gravity stuff that we don't know what it is and how it works, but we know it's complicated. So it's not one cause, one effect. Something that happens, you should be careful. First of all, think about not becoming arrogant. You remember we're talking about Pharaoh, and Pharaohship is in here. So arrogance is the point. Yes?
O fox, preserve your legs from brickbats. When you have no legs, what use is your tail, O bold-eyed one? We are like foxes, and the noble are our legs. They save us from 100 kinds of vengeance. Our subtle contrivance is as our tails. We play fondly with our tails, left and right.
If I understand, these fox has a lot of different members of the body. Here we're talking about the tail and feet. Remember, foot is the most important to us because we are walking this path. The walker of the path, the foot. What is wrong with the tail? Our tail in the time of Rumi is close to the toilet, to the bathroom, that kind of stuff. Is the end, is the nobody stuff somehow. Here, he wants to talk about two different attitudes. The attitude of trickery, the attitude of walking the path. Where the trickery comes from? Here, the brain. The brain always wants to find a shortcut, a better way to do it faster, maybe cheaper, maybe I don't know what. That's the attitude. So that's the tail. Now, yes.
We wag our tails in argumentation and cunning in order that Zayd and Bakir may remain amazed at us. We have sought...
Explain it. What was that? We move our tails with what? Argumentation or reasoning, we're talking about it. The logical reasoning. I said, lol, okay. And